Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your host, Kelsey Dara, and oh my god, you guys, I've got a fucking rock hard bone, because this is not only our first episode sans Zachary, where your girl is back out on her own, but I have a hilarious guest host. I said, oh, it's just me. Who am I going to bring that could keep up the energy, that could be as funny, who could be as gorgeous, who could dress better than me? What am I going to give the confidants to stay entertained? And boy, boy, oh boy, am I so excited to introduce you to my dear friend, Ryan Graham, a.k.a. Good Guy Rai. You are a hilarious, I'm just going to tell you,
you are
a hilarious creator and comedian with a knack for making you laugh on the internet. We work together, albeit not enough, at our old stomping grounds at BuzzFeed. You've also worked at YouTube, Mr. Beast, you heard that, Amazon, and if there's something funny on the internet that's happening, Ryan has something hilarious to say. You're also an incredible rapper.
Yeah. Oh, you think so? Thank you for saying that.
I saw that video.
It's so fun. Thank you.
And pop princess.
Yeah. I rap and sing. That's true. Yeah.
And I'm so excited to have you as my first guest co-host on Coffee and Lisa Care. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. Wow. Honestly, starting off with a rock hard bone.
Yeah.
How did you know I love rock hard bones?
I mean, it shows.
It's like, it's giving homosexual.
It is, just a little bit.
It's weird. The Missouri in me always thinks I'm hiding it well. And like, baby, I'm sure my mom was
Oh my God. Zach was also from Missouri.
Shut the fuck up.
And he grew up in St. Louis. And I was like, people didn't know you were gay?
You know, we have this thing in Missouri where we just kind of like pretend. Like we go, oh no, can't be.
We just ignore.
Yeah.
Shove it way under the rug, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, put it in the closet, like with the other. But no, thank you. I'm very excited. I am very excited to be here. And I agree, we did not work nearly enough.
No, I feel like our sectors never crossed over, did we?
So I joined, do we talk about BuzzFeed? Is that okay?
I don't care.
I joined the company like super, not late, but like, yeah. I was like at the beginning of the end.
The rise of the fall.
Right. Yeah. I was there when the pizza party stopped.
We no longer had the free dinners and stocked cabinets.
So you were like, okay, you saw the writing on the wall, where I was still like, maybe it's fine.
My hopes and dreams, I finally achieved it. Here I am. Open the doors.
And they were like, baby, this building is corrupt. But no,
you go inside, it's just a house of cards.
I've never seen how the sausage is made.
Just
blow
me down.
When you were shutting the door as you left, that wind.
Yes, not that shit. I'm down, baby. And now what stands in its place is code and AI.
Yeah, baby. It's soon to be owned by Elon Musk, I'm sure. I'm kidding. I don't know.
I'm so glad you brought that man up, because we have stuff to talk about him today. But before we get to the juice. We got to do some housekeeping. Listen, I told Ryan that I have these little segments. We're going to see if they fit. We're doing something new today, even. We're trying new tech. We're going to be reacting to some videos. But before we get to all of that, let's talk about housekeeping. Housekeeping is just a section where we tell the listeners what's up, what you've been up to, what you're doing, anything interesting. Do you have any crazy stories? Do you go on any good dates? Do you eat any good food? Did you have a wild, exciting thing happen to you?
I'm glad we can. So, two things. Yes. So I went to Miami this weekend. I just found out that you were from Florida.
Bragging.
It was a cute little mom in Miami.
305 in the room.
Mr. Worldwide. So I was in Miami for my cousin's wedding, which was honestly, I think one of the best weddings I've ever been to.
Whoa.
No, legitimately did not expect that. Like, they hired like showgirls. So there's like these people with like big feathers that come out in the middle of the dance floor. It's very, very fun.
Yes.
Mind you, my cousin is from Missouri. Her husband is also from Missouri. So it's a bunch
of. What the fuck are they in Miami before.
You know what? Oh, LOL. She did move there for her ex, and then her now husband moved to Miami for her. So it was like a cute love story. Now they're moving back to Missouri, whatever.
Oh, okay. So just a little pit stop.
It was a cute pit stop, but it was a bunch of good old boys in this Miami party. So I was like, all right, I have to turn on the frat. I was also in a frat, if you didn't know this.
Oh,
of course I was.
God. You know what? It makes sense. In the world we live in, the masking we have to achieve. Did you like it?
To be surprised, like, I loved it.
You were okay?
I make the joke.
Wait, what am I talking about? Of course you're gay. You're like in a mess.
I lived in a house full of men, and all they did was walk around naked. Loved it. Like, people
were
like,
oh my
God,
bro,
we're in the showers together. Don't wrestle me, I'll come. Like, yeah, of course I fucking loved it. But like, so again, I'm in my element. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, okay, turn the frat boy back on. But so there was one of her friends is from London, and he happened to be at the wedding, the only other gay person there. Uh-huh. And like, so we're on a party bus for her bachelorette party. And I realized how much money she was making. I'm like, oh, wait, girl.
Like, oh my God.
Or my uncle's hat. I was like, oh, because
the hidden rich uncle.
Very that. Because he never spent it on me.
Your secrets are out, fam.
Yeah, yeah. But either way, so a hot English guy, we're on the bus. It's fun. He's like putting the moves on. He's like, put this arm around me. And I'm like, okay, I'm picking up this vibe. And then like the night's ending, and like he was going somewhere else, and like I was staying at the family hotel. So we all go to the restroom. And then I'm like,
we all go to the restroom?
Yeah. And then it's sort of like, because there was a bunch of girls on the bus, and then me and him, and then we're in the bathroom, and I'm like, all right, whatever. And then I was like, oh yeah, let's exchange Instagrams. And then full
just
on
straight?
Yeah, we sure the fuck.
Yes.
So it's fun. I love weddings for, because it's casual,
you're supposed to fuck a rando.
Exactly.
If you're single at a wedding, that's a that is what it's for.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's fun. So that was my cute little mom. It was a good like first,
and now you're back.
Yeah, now I'm back. Yeah. I'm ready. And yeah.
Don't you ever feel like when you go on vacation and like something crazy happens, or you have like a monumental story or something epic, and then you come back to your regular life and you just feel like you're walking around with this like, I need to tell you guys what the fuck happened. Like Trader Joe's guys, like, how are you today? I'm like, you won't believe it.
I fucked the Englishman in the bathroom. That's how I am. How are you?
I just got back from vacation. You want to hear? Right, you want to see my slideshow?
Right.
Oh my God. That's fun. So funny.
So that was my fun.
That's fun. Miami's fun for like 3 days and that's it. I told you I have a love-hate relationship.
Yeah.
It's very Vegas to me. It's like you go, great place to be rich, great place to be poor, not great to like sustain and try and live. And you go and you have fun and you leave everything there.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you take some back. I don't know. We'll see when your test results come back
in
2 weeks.
Actually, I might have a baby. I'm like, ooh.
Oh my God.
Imagine?
I had one of those, but I got rid of it so fast.
I love that for you.
Also, speaking of, by the time this comes out, I will be, if I had kept that baby, I would be giving birth that week.
Shut up.
Isn't that so weird to think about?
Wait, not literally. Like, this would be the week that you would be giving.
Yes.
Actually
it would be
giving,
9 months since.
Wow.
Yeah, I got pregnant.
Is that, how does that feel? Is that, I don't know. Maybe
I'm celebrating.
Oh, great. Oh
I'm
my
like
God.
Getting cake. I'm like, I'm going to go do some just dumb, single, like fucking no children shit.
Hold
you know,
on.
Where like you.
Are you coining an idea like a baby shower
an
for
an anti-abortion?
Yeah. What isn't a baby shower for an abortion? Like, what is like
a
what?
Baby shower for an aborted baby?
A bower day.
Your bore bore shower. I'm having my bore bore shower.
I kind of love it a lot.
Listen, invite me to your bore bore shower. I will absolutely come. I'll also go. Okay, my housekeeping for this week. Yes. I didn't even get to say it to you because we just started gabbing as soon as you walked in the door. But the first thing I was going to do was I was going to open the door and go like, oh my God, don't mind my face. I woke up with a severe allergic reaction to something.
What is it?
I don't know, Ryan.
You're saying that's the point.
Listen, I'm going to tell you what. My Canadian bacon, aka Henny, came home from his long trip from Canada. And last week on the pod, I talked about how I was probably just going to get railed the whole time when he came back. And we did. And also, he slept in my bed. And I woke, here's the thing, I slept through the night fine.
Yeah.
I woke up and I took off my mouth tape, which is an adhesive.
I have questions about that. I'm going to put a pin in it.
Okay, because I love talking about mouth tape.
Love
it will
this.
Change your fucking life.
I love
the podcast has heard me talk. I will sing the high heavens about mouth tape. Changed my goddamn life. I'm not kidding.
Weird. Okay.
Sleeping better.
Shut up.
Became a nicer person because I was sleeping better.
I mean.
Had there. Like more patience for people because I wasn't tired.
What? All from tape?
And I'm claustrophobic, so I was like, don't do that. But I'm also kinky, so I was like, do it.
Kind of, yeah.
Do
like,
it.
A little bit of danger.
And then I did it, and I was like, oh, after two nights, I was used to it. Because everyone's like, how do you breathe? I'm going to freak out. And I'm like, trust me, you just
But what, you know how your nose will get clogged? Uh-huh. How do you, if you have a clogged nose, do you not put it on?
I used to wake up every day of my life with a clogged nose.
Whoa.
And when I started mouth taping, my nose stopped being clogged.
Shut up.
I don't know how that science works. Nope. Wrong button.
I love that.
Don't Google it.
Don't Google it. Okay.
Don't Google it. But I'm telling you.
Okay.
Mouth tape. Mm. Anyways, I woke up. I peeled off my mouth tape. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, we're sitting there. We're doing a little pillow talk. Like, I'm so glad you're home. And I start itching my face. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck? And I start itching. And my face feels like it's on fucking fire, bitch.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, what? And he's like, oh, yeah, your face is getting like really red and like not good. And it was so much worse 2 days ago. Like, it looked like I had a disease.
Oh, my God.
And it was also the day of Trump's inauguration.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry. That explains it all. You buried the lead. Okay, yeah.
You should have started with that.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
Yes.
I was trying to like ignore that day completely. Like, right. I didn't go on my phone for 24 hours. And
your body had a visceral reaction.
Visceral. And I'm just over here. I was like, okay, I'll take some Benadryl. It didn't really help. We've narrowed it down to a few things. The night before, I had sunflower seeds, which I hadn't had in a long time, but I've never had a reaction to sunflower seeds. Sure. But apparently you can have an allergy develop every like 8 years as an adult. Yeah. So we think either maybe that.
Sure.
Mouth tape adhesive.
But it was everywhere. So why would it be? Did it just spread? Why would it spread?
Okay, listen.
Don't Google it. No.
Me and Henny's girl that we're dating right now brought up a good point. When I take it off in the morning, I use my tongue to push it off. And she was like, did you ingest the adhesive? And I was like, technically, I'd be licking it
right,
to get it off.
Right.
So perhaps.
But if you, sure, I'm with
maybe,
you.
I don't know. I'm not a scientist, Ryan.
No, you're right.
I'm not a doctor.
I'm diving into this. I'm looking too deep.
But a thought
option
to be had.
Right, it's a theory.
Theory three, LA smoke, fires, air.
Oh, okay.
Congestion,
yeah.
Trauma coming out in the face.
That makes sense.
Fourth, Trump's inauguration.
I'm leaning for.
Yeah.
Three also makes a little bit, and maybe a little bit of both.
All the above?
Yeah. You know what?
Is the answer?
That I don't know what that math is. That's seven.
Don't
nine,
ask me.
Ten. It's
I'm a
ten.
Creative.
Yep, that's fair. We don't do math.
Yeah,
baby.
I'm just pretty and I make TikToks.
Wow.
But that's my housekeeping. I if anyone has any tips, I've been using cortisone,
sure,
itchy stuff, yeah, to put on my face, but I've been doing no washing my face, no makeup, no
helpful?
Skincare. Well,
no,
I don't want to put anything on it.
But I feel like just like an antibacterial soap might be helpful. I would not do like a fragrance soap.
Like CeraVe.
Yeah.
Okay, I did do
very,
CeraVe,
yeah,
but I only did it once because I got scared. You're not a dermatologist? What are you doing?
You're right. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. What the fuck do I know?
Help me, Ryan. You have beautiful skin.
This is just good old
life.
Genetics.
We know who to blame then. My parents. Added to the list.
Wow, honestly.
It's fine. Okay, now we're moving on to another segment I call TikTok Taught Me. Did you bring one? If you didn't, it's fine.
I have a couple. So you go first. No, you go first.
Oh, my God. Exciting.
I want to hear yours because mine are genres.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mine's kind of depressing.
Oh,
so let's get it out of the way.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't think... Okay, backtrack. Trump's inauguration day. I decide we are not going to be on our phones. We decide we're going to do a puzzle. It's also MLK Day. We're going to celebrate that in this house. Nice. We invite the girl we're dating over. We're doing like crafts and things, and we just are not even watching. I'm not on the news. I'm not on my phone. I'm not nothing. So I was not even looking at stuff.
Yeah.
Your girl signs on Tuesday, and the things that I saw.
Aghast.
And one of the ones that broke my heart the most, speaking of abhor showers, is within 12 hours, I learned on TikTok that Trump took down the free website of reproductivehealth.gov, which is simply a science-based website that the government has free resources of places to get health care for women, things like where you can have an abortion, what are the laws in your state, just a resource.
Yeah, like not even like, it's literally just like, this is information.
Yeah, it's not like sign up here for your fucking abortion, like, hey, we hate men.
Just know this stuff.
This information is just here. The site literally exists no more. It is gone. He took it down with it and like didn't even say anything. Like, he just took it down.
it's so silly to me because I'm like, of all the things that like that are going wrong in this country, this is at the top of your to-do list.
It so was like,
what the fuck?
The first 12 hours, that's what you're focusing. I mean, listen, he said some dumb fucking shit in the first like 40 minutes, but truly. Like, we'll get there. I just couldn't believe that he didn't announce it even. Yeah. And he wasn't talking about it. And I found out through TikTok. That was such a bummer.
That is terrifying on so many
levels.
It's like, it's a bummer in the sense that like, A, it's done in the night. And then also that like, it's I have to find out from other people who are like, hey, watchdogs, because you would in theory you would think that like they would be telling you this stuff, but now that makes me wonder like what else
do we not know that has been taken down? And to that, adding to TikTok, two amazing resources to follow on TikTok is the profiles Abortion Finder and Bedsider. And Bedsider and Abortion Finder work with like government funded things. I don't know how that money works. But they're like nonpartisan is the most important thing. So they're like, these are just facts given to you by actual doctors, information, and they have stuff like, now that this is happening, what do we do and how do we find? So go find all those resources. So that's my from the TikTok.
Also, I'm glad that TikTok still exists right now. Well, I hate the way it came back, but I am glad that it is still a resource.
Did Meta make you follow the president, vice president?
So
it made me.
Wait, okay.
I unfollowed.
Are you sure that? So I was already following the POTUS account.
Right, right. That's what I thought too.
Oh, okay.
I thought they just switch it over.
Right, they do.
I unfollowed, it refollowed. And
now
I unfollowed again. And I deleted the app and re-downloaded it. And this time, since I've done that, it hasn't made me refollow. But I thought the same thing because everyone was like, oh my God, it's making me follow Trump.
Like,
and I was
no,
like, oh,
it's just the POTUS.
No, I don't want to be this guy. I'd love to blame.
And I love a conspiracy. Bitch, I'm with you.
Sign me up. Tinfoil hat is on. But holy shit, that was stressful.
That's scary. Now I need to, because I went and I was like, oh, because my friend texted me and I was like, oh, it's just the POTUS account. But I didn't double check. So now I should go back and
Live from the scene, Ryan is opening his Instagram. He is checking to see if Mark Zuckerberg is working straight for Donald Trump.
He might be. Okay.
Because
is it happening? Okay, I'm still unfollowing POTUS.
Thank God.
And so to be fair, I also, because I remember my friend, she was like, I mean, you might be intentional, as if she thought I would be a Trump supporter, which I was like, girl.
First of all, hurtful.
Right. The fact re-evaluating that she thought, really, come on. But I was also like, I mean, I guess in a world where I was following the POTUS account, it makes sense to be informed.
Yeah.
I do not want to, me individually, but I'm like, before I judge someone at this point, I'm like, I'm going to assume you're doing this for, no, maybe I should assume that they're being a bad person. No, because you know what? This is the election that like one of my friends half came out to me as a Trump supporter and it really like,
fucked you up.
Yeah, it happened over like over winter break. Oh, winter break is if we're in college. And I like,
we are. What are you talking about?
I mean, we're so young.
It's forever young.
Right. And she did it at lunch. It was me, her, and her husband, who I love them all dearly. But then they kind of expressed it, and I was like, oh, I don't know how to do
He ran
this.
His campaign differently this time. Like, same underneath.
Yeah, right.
But
he ran
it differently. Like, he ran it very anti-Biden, which I think was what made people sway. Because when I was talking to people back home, they were like, we're not hearing the same things you're hearing.
We're hearing different information.
Yes.
Which makes this whole following thing scarier because I'm like, that is what it is. Like, he's literally, because did you see that, like, also with the whole following, unfollowing thing, they made it to where if you search Republican, obviously stuff pops
up.
And I was like, what the fuck?
AI. It's exposing. Their developers are fucking sweating, chewing their nails in the background. Just like, they're chewing their toenails at this point because everything is just like being exposed.
Yeah. Well, but and it's unfortunately kind of scary where it's like, they kind of can. Like, maybe they're kind of like, yeah, we don't give a fuck. Like, hell, Elon Musk, full on doing Nazis. Can you say that?
Yes. I have it as one of the clips to review. Glad you said it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the fact that he literally is just doing this in the open and people are ready to be like, I'm like, you guys. We'll get there. Sorry.
Okay.
We're jumping ahead. That we'll get there. When we get there, I have thoughts on that.
Yes.
But TikTok, I guess I'll do my TikTok. Before we get into this, because we'll get to the politics.
Yes.
My thing that I learned on TikTok, it's more of like, anytime I travel anywhere. So I'm planning a trip to Iceland this summer.
Bucket list.
I will come back with recommendations.
Please.
And also, I'm glad I saved this TikTok before, but there was like a full 10-day itinerary where it's like, here's the map, here's where to rent your car.
Oh my
here's
God.
I love TikTok
Thank
for travel.
God for yes.
I like it.
100%.
It will full on give you an itinerary. Yeah. And then I'm like, if you Google, like, because they plan these trips for you in Iceland, and like, it's like, $10,000 to like sign. And,
it's expensive. Yeah, like it
is. But if you plan it yourself, because like that is when like they pick, I mean, like door to door, taking care of you. But like this person did one of those and they're like, hey, I can just give you the advice. Like that way I can plan it myself. And so me and my friends have been like doing the research and we got it down to like, I think like $3,000 total.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. So you can save a lot of money by just doing shit like that. Like searching on TikTok. It's great for that.
They don't want us to know.
They don't. They honestly want us to have it. They really don't.
They tried to take it from us.
They tried to take dirt.
And they gave it back, question mark.
Now I'm kind of scared because I'm like, that message made me feel like, oh, because it was you naming him is so.
We said there was no way that he didn't say you have to put this there or else I'm not doing. Yeah. 100%. He has to be remembered as the guy that saved TikTok.
Same thing with the fucking checks, like where he was like, I'm not going to give you your $1,200 if my name's not on it, which is
so nice. So,
and like, I understand that this is me coming from a point of privilege, but I remember like when like there was a lot of debate about like, oh, a lot of black men are voting for Trump. A lot of them would argue the $1,200 and point of privilege. I understand this.
Sure.
But like, it irks me that I'm like, that's all it takes. That's all it takes. And then I'm like, if that is the state of the world we're in, that is $1,200 is all it takes to give. Girl,
to
I will give you $12,000.
We can all be bought.
I'm like, that's what I'm saying.
We can all be bought. Everyone has a price.
Have some, but I'm like, girl, have some cooth. I'm like, I don't mind whoring yourself out. I do it as well.
Yes.
But bitch.
That's it? When we weigh it against all the things he's done. Oh,
that's
my
what I'm saying.
God.
Girl, please.
That is so funny.
Love yourself.
Yes. Love yourself today. Right. Try harder. Yeah,
really, you're worth more than that.
I love that the travel talk is the place to be.
And then I think like decorating. I feel like the amount of times that I've been like, oh, this is such a vibe. This is so aesthetic. Or just finding things. And I'm like, oh, I do like the way this is painted or how to do this DIY.
Yes.
I wish TikTok was mostly DIY, Ryan, dog, and travel.
Bro, we are the same fucking person. I had DIYer in my TikTok profile for a very short amount of time because I pick things up off the street. I bring them home like stray dogs.
Shut up, same.
I rebuff, I repaint, I watch all the TikToks of them stripping it. I don't even want to open that closet.
Full of abandoned projects?
Abandoned projects. Because we both also have ADHD.
Right.
Oh,
we love
no,
a project.
We can't hang out because we will be bad.
I love this so much.
We will be bad.
We really will. No.
Me and Zach aren't allowed to drive in the same car together because we'll stop and like pull things from the street.
I will be the same way. That was like, it saved me when I first moved to LA just because it's
sidewalk
and
shopping.
Like, same. I was like, I love a street find. I'm like, my apartment, there were so many things when I first moved in that was like my first bed, which looking back, kind of gross.
Yeah, we all have growth.
We do. We live and we learn.
Yes.
We listen and we don't judge.
Except when we do.
But that's what I'm saying. There was like a painting that I found on the side of the road. And I was like, you know what? It was an old clock that I hated. And I was like, I'm going to turn this painting into a clock. There has to be a TikTok for that. And so
and
I found the
fucking
it fucking
is.
Was. And so now I have this painting on my wall that is a clock. And I'm like, I love it. I
of
fucking
course
love
there
it.
Is.
I'm like, of course. There's a TikTok for anything.
And that's what I realized. The 12 hours that it was gone, I went to it 150 times to try and Google something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what we call Googling something in TikTok.
It's like Kleenex. I think Googling, the verb Google is now like Kleenex with tissue. I think it's literally that. I think Googling is ubiquitous for search.
What you just said was so profound.
Thank you.
Kleenex is tissue.
Yeah, it is.
You like, just oh, give me accepted Kleenex. That.
You go, sure. Right. I think Googling, same thing. Like this Uber, guy. Like I'm going to Uber somewhere, even though you're not going to use an Uber.
Yes.
Same thing.
Yeah. Oh my, or like I'm going to Postmates.
Right.
I'm getting delivery. It's DiGiorno.
Exactly. I'm going to Postmates. When I say that, I actually mean I'm getting a DiGiorno pizza.
Bitch, you are so funny. Okay. When we come back, we're going to do a new fun segment where we react to live videos. So if you're not watching this on youtube.com/Kelsey Ziara, pause this, go to it. BRB. Confidant, do you struggle with like your hormone balance? I know I do. There is so much happening in our environment all the time that is putting me in dysregulation. You know, like stuff in our food, in our skincare, not to mention all the natural chemical changes that are happening in our bodies in general. But now we don't have to suffer through it anymore. Okay. You are not alone. Now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. I am talking about irritability, moodiness, discomfort, uncontrollable cravings, racing thoughts, low moods, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas, no desire to be in bed next to someone if you know what I mean. Yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows, baby. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the show code Kelsey at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use our code Kelsey for 15% off today.
Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad, which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Sensation Salad, only at Zaxby's.
If we couldn't get any more ridiculous, right, let's talk about politics.
Oh, perfect. I love this. I'm the most ridiculous place on the planet right now.
Yeah. You know what? At least we're entertained.
Are you not entertained?
That's all I see is the meme. Are you not entertained? I'm like, we're too entertained.
I'm so sorry.
Please put your shirt back on.
Right.
I'm put like, the swords away.
Whoever's writing this current season, like, you all have gone the jump to shark.
Stop it.
Please. Oh my God. Can we please rail
take
this shit
a hiatus,
back in?
Brother.
Oh my God. Let's figure it out. Yeah.
Now, did you watch the Inaug? What is your relationship to the season? What is your?
I did not watch it because I felt like there's nothing. I feel like there's nothing positive I personally am going to take away from
Correct.
This. I feel like at this point it's very much in a, I guess, survival mode, for lack of a better term, where I'm like, this is going to happen. I don't know what I can do, and watching this is going to just give me
anxiety. Make it worse. Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll just kind of wait and react.
To the clips that inevitably.
Right. And boy, did the clips come. So I did not watch. Did you watch live?
No, I did not watch.
Okay, great.
And I, at one point, we went out to breakfast. Again, we like purposefully pinned this day as a holiday. And a gay guy, nonetheless, I looked at you so deeply. A gay?
Who? Me?
One of your kind was watching
awesome.
His fucking phone. Live.
I mean, we are an anxious people, so he probably was just like.
I literally was like, side-eyeing. I was like, stop it. I'm trying to eat my fucking pancakes. Stop it. So we had to get the fuck out of there.
Right.
And then, no, I did not watch. I went on to Instagram for half a second and saw a clip. And I was like, that was a bad idea. What did I think was going to happen? But yes, the inauguration happened. Everything is ridiculous. But I tried to pull the best/most ridiculous moments in clips that we are now going to watch live. Let's see. Share screen.
One of these is Carrie Underwood having a scene.
God damn it! I did put that one on.
Oh, it's fine. Doesn't worry.
I didn't just because like.
Sure.
We should talk about it.
Right.
We'll
get there.
Okay. Here we go. Here's the first clip.
Can we talk about that?
That's exactly what we're talking about. And there it is. We are watching Melania, a.k.a. the Hamburglar herself.
Exactly. Right.
Getting attempted to be kissed on the cheek by her new president, husband, man.
Wow.
And we just have to talk about this moment. Because we know they don't fuck. We already know.
Oh, my God.
We already knew that they don't fuck.
I'm still not convinced that we have the same Melania. I know, tin hat on. I'm like, that is that they hire a new woman every time. Because I'm sure real Melania is like, this is not what I signed up for.
She I can't like, do her accent. I can't do two seasons of this.
I'm
I did
so
not sign up for the next collection.
I did not. I thought the apprentice was very fun. And I was like, oh, no. I did not sign up for this spin-off.
She has never gone... English is not my first language more since she's been in that house. She does not fucking want.
Oh my God.
So I have some fun facts about this hat.
Oh, okay. I do hate that. I do think the hat is kind of cunty.
Okay, but wait. This is my whole theory. We know they don't fuck.
Right.
She does not want to kiss that lizard man.
Never. Oh my God.
Especially not on the mouth, especially not on camera in public in 4K like that on the day that everyone's watching.
Right.
My tin hat is that she had this hat designed. Just wide enough.
Yes.
that his lizard ass, dry ass, salty lips couldn't reach.
She, at night, in the middle of the night when he was asleep, when he's like in his little incubator,
she's got her measuring tape out.
She's like,
she's like, what's perfect. The distance now? Okay. And you know he stays in this position. He's probably hooked up to all sorts of plugs and respirators. Sure. And I know she fucking went to her designer and was like, listen to me.
You have one job and one job.
You know those mosquito net hats? I can't do this. They ex-nade that. What is the next best thing? So this man's name is Eric Javits, the designer.
Sure.
He has made hats. He's a hat guy.
Oh, okay.
He's a hat designer.
That goes back to like the Jackie O hat, like the pill hat? Is he like that?
I wish that far back. Madonna.
Oh, okay.
Jennifer Lopez.
Wow, wait, which one?
Aria, I don't know.
Oh, just oh, no,
the Slay one.
The Slay, yeah. Big Slay.
Ariana Grande.
Of course, great.
First Lady's Hillary Clinton. Okay. And Laura Bush. So he's clearly nonpartisan.
Yeah, I do love that. And I also love that trajectory, like going from Madonna to Ariana Grande to like Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, if you have a head, I will make you a hat.
Yeah, right, very that.
Do you want to, you know, deport people and, you know, detain small children? You need a hat to do it.
Okay, so tin hat on. Maybe.
Hit me.
Okay, so like maybe Melania is an inside woman. Wow. Okay, you know what, writers? Whoever's writing the season, this is what you can
listen
do.
Listen up.
Okay, Melania can be an inside woman to be the one to take everything down. Like, if she's a spy on the inside, I don't think she is. I'm going to be honest. But wouldn't that be great? That is the way to make all this shit make sense. You jump the shark and you'll jump that shark right the fuck back. And Melania brings the shit down.
Honestly,
from the inside,
if she
kind of
unzipped herself and, like, a Russian man popped out, I'd be like, yeah,
honestly,
fine.
Wow, love this. Kind of fun.
Do I rather kind of want Russia to take us over than Trump?
I don't know. What's worse?
Listen, I don't know. So he actually had to make that hat twice.
Wow, wasn't big enough?
Because
he was like, she was like, too close.
Too close! See, that's where my theory came from.
Right.
He said the first one was caught in that terrible snowstorm, and the box was crushed, and I realized I have to make another.
Wait, I don't know that is how
I don't
he
know
speaks,
what it is,
but
me
I
neither.
Prefer, I prefer that that is
you
how
know
he
this
speaks.
Man is probably from Kentucky.
Right.
Putting on a fake fucking
posh
accent.
Oh my
yes.
gosh. It's 100% that. He moved to New York and suddenly became, oh.
Yes.
I'm
listen.
A hat to make hell.
But my theory really is that she put the first one on. The brim wasn't wide enough.
Absolutely.
He got in. She was like,
yeah, they tested it. They tested
Eric,
it at home. She said, Eric, if you don't make the, I literally measured this. Fucking make this. Man. Give it another inch.
You are dead.
Yeah.
You've
yeah,
seen what
yeah,
we've yeah. done to the gays? I'll
right.
do worse
I'll
do
to
you.
What do you think? Wow. Yeah, dead. I believe it. And honestly, good on her. I love that she is forced to live
if
in this chaos.
Has to,
she's like, God, like, I guess I have to do this thing.
I'm going
to
be grammable.
I do hate that she looks good. I'm like, God, like, she,
her skin is skinning, her hair, like, she always does that.
It's so crazy to be married to someone so evil.
And ugly.
I know, and, like, but never mind, it all makes sense, because, again, they've been together for quite some time, and she did not, who could have thought?
Have it. No.
I'm sure she was like, yeah, I can deal with ugly rich man in New York.
Yeah.
I'll be a socialite.
Yes.
I'll probably have to go to a club. I'm sure she thought he was going to die. She's like, he drinks fucking Diet
oh
Coke
my God.
10 times a day
I'm
and eats
it.
Like ass. So she's like, I'll be fine.
Like, this has
I'm
been like
sure
the worst
die.
Punishment for her karma.
It is.
She was just like, oh, God, this isn't happening to Svetlana
right,
Christina. Right. How is this happening to me? What did I do?
Her group chat is probably like, girl, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
She's on WhatsApp. You know, right, she's speaking it. She is keeping that shit encrypted. We will never know, but I wouldn't pay.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah.
All right, let's go to the next clip. All right, I'm sure you already heard about this, but I couldn't not. Let's see. Here we go.
A short time from now, we are going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
Can you do that?
Right. That's, I'm like, what does that?
Can you do that?
What the fuck? Sure. Yeah, I guess you know, and here on this podcast right now, we're going to change it to the Gulf of confidently insecure.
Yes,
like, what the fuck? Like, what does that mean?
What
like,
do you, I literally, that was my first reaction. I was like, is he just saying shit?
Yes. Like, I think so.
If I was president, this is what I would do.
Wow.
Like, just say. So I looked it up.
thank you.
The Gulf of Mexico, Ryan,
sure.
has been named so at least since the 1600s.
So then,
She is who she is.
She is. Girl, like, what do you say? Oh, so interesting that you don't believe people can transition, but suddenly the Gulf of America.
Wow. If not the body of the American human is made of water.
Interesting. So you get it. You understand. And you don't want to dead name the Gulf of Mexico. So that's, so you don't want to dead name it that. Interesting. So you understand
how names and transitions work. You said something.
Got it.
You cool. just said something.
That's real. I mean, what the fuck are you saying? It's so stupid. We need
to TikTok that. Immediately.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I do have a very personal connection to the Gulf of Mexico.
Do you?
I've had sex in it.
Hot.
I've taken a shit in it.
Wow.
I spent
not
many
a
day.
Sorry, I have to confirm. Well,
wouldn't you like to know? I am from Florida, baby.
You know what?
Things get crazy. Gulf of Mexico, obviously Tampa.
Sure, that's our water.
And this water is precious to me.
It's the water that you drink.
Yeah, it's how it gets so weird down there. It's everyone drinking the Gulf water. It borders by the northern United States southern coast from Texas to Florida. It also wraps around Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Words are hard. So I was like, who's in charge of this?
Vary that.
It is called the Board of Geographic Names.
Oh, there
the
is
The BGN.
Someone. Okay. Who's in charge of that?
They are responsible by law for standardizing geographic names throughout the federal government and discourages name changes unless there is a compelling reason. The Board of Geographic Names says on its website, further, changing an existing name merely to correct or reestablish historical usage should not be a primary reason to change a name. So he needs to come with compelling.
Yeah, and I'm sure I know he doesn't. I know for a fact he does have.
What's he gonna say?
He's America first. That's why
it touches more of us than you.
That's where our hurricanes come from.
I want to see him spend our hard-earned tax doll hairs. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's what I'm saying.
You would think he would want to keep it going in Mexico so he can blame.
It's coming from Mexico. Like, it's like he doesn't think things through.
No, this isn't his brand.
The other thing my friend who came out to me as a Trump supporter, one of her things was the economy. And so it took everything. After seeing this clip, I was like, but what about your eggs? What about your eggs, baby? I know what your eggs were expensive. Yeah. And you know what he's doing? Not on day one, that he's not being like, oh, we're going to subsidize eggs. We're going to do this. He said, we're changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico. Who cares?
Furthermore, you would think, why this can't possibly catch on. Oh, no, it did. By our favorite governor, Ron DeSantis of Florida, who said about an emergency declaration on Tuesday about cold weather in Florida, whereas an area of low pressure moving across the Gulf of America interacting with art. He fucking said it. He said the thing.
And I wish they would have paid. Of course he is. Oh my God. Oh no, he's not getting paid. He's trying to suck dick. And maybe
physically, literally,
and figuratively, he is probably sucking dick. That's okay. Worst. That's probably the fame. allegedly.
Good. And we said it.
We did. And I said what
we said it here.
Yeah. But I'm just like, he is the worst. I'm like, dude, literally, everyone is just so, not just them, like even the tech billionaires are all trying to like suck up to Trump. Yeah, they are. They really are. And it's like, that's why I said it. Cause he's like, A, my base is going to like
fucking love this.
They're going to come to
Do you think half of the people were like, where? When he said it?
Wow. LOL. You're so right.
People were like, what did he just say? Honey, rewind that DVR. Yeah. What did he say?
The Gulf of America. Where the fuck is that? So a new hurricane is coming?
Yeah.
Like, what does that
mean?
From a new direction?
You're confusing people and stop it.
And also, you know what? The people who are probably very excited about the Gulf of America, Gulf of Mexico? I want the people who are very excited about it, point it out on the map.
Put it on
quickly.
If you can.
If you can. I don't think you can. But point it out quickly.
But I'll allow it if you can put it on a map.
Right. You know what? Because I don't think you can. I don't know if they can. Stupid.
Can.
It's very dumb and a waste of time, a waste of energy.
A waste of our, like, it's the thing that they say that happens in governments where they're distracting you so they can literally take down the government's reproductive health website.
I was literally just about to say, I'm like, I didn't think about that, but I'm saying these are all the big flashy things, so we don't know the other shit that's happening. It is.
I hate it.
Quite scary.
Okay, here's our favorite. Let's see. Share our screen.
Carrie Underwood. I'm joking.
What?
I'm joking.
Here we go.
Oh,
here's your moment.
My God.
And Elon is standing at a podium in a nice suit.
It
looks a little big for him, right?
Yeah, he's wearing a suit.
It's a suit.
He has a tie on.
Side note.
Right.
This man read me to, I'm pointing at my boyfriend.
Yeah, right.
He read me to filth yesterday. I was trying on a new streetwear outfit.
Sure.
That I found on the gram.
Love it.
And he goes, I was like, don't you think it's cute? Like, it's a style. And he goes, it's a style. I don't think it's your style.
It is certainly a thing that someone who does shoe wear would wear.
I burst out. I was like, you know what? Honestly, you got me, brother. You
and honestly, I love honesty like that. That's a real one. I would prefer you.
I do too.
Because you know what's worse? Mm. Walking out and everyone's like, yeah, yeah, gas me up. And then I look crazy.
You could never.
That's fair. I don't mean me specifically. But fair. Like, yeah.
When you see in the pictures, when it gets to me, I was like, I thought I ate.
No, there are definitely times where I'm like, I thought this was a good outfit. And honestly, I think the outfit I wore to the wedding, I was like cute in my head.
I want to see it.
In the mirror. No, I didn't take photos because I was that embarrassed of it.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't bad. And the
you
people
fucked a British guy. What are you talking about?
Oh, you know what? Hot enough to get him. That's you know what? Maybe
you
it
know
was
what?
Cute. It just, it was like, you know when you're like, I could have done something better.
You know it's your that. Potential.
Yeah, sorry.
I know. Get
I'm
it.
I'm way know, off topic.
No, I mean, but, hello, that's yes, this whole podcast.
It was more that. It was more of like, I know that this is not
I could have
my
done
best.
Better. Next
yeah.
time.
Yeah, next time. Wedding. Of course, next wedding.
All right, here's our guy. Mm-hmm. Here he goes.
I just want to say thank you.
He's saying thank you.
For making it happen.
Sure.
Thank you.
Here comes.
Nope. And, I'm
and
not
then
one.
He turns around and does it again.
And then I play the rest of it because like, well, okay. No, that's fine. Because no. I don't
it
know if the clip.
To you.
It does go on.
Oh no.
So I will say the clip that we are watching cuts off right here. Mm-hmm. And so the things that people are defending it is because the next thing he does say, I will.
Okay.
He says, my heart goes out to you. And I'm, oh. and to, yeah. And I'm like,
and he's like throwing his heart out.
That is what everyone's trying to say. And I'm like, I don't think he is that dumb. I understand what you all are saying. And I'm saying he thinks you are that dumb.
Oh.
He thinks you are dumb enough to believe that I am covering my tracks by saying because that is then what like the conservative like talking
yeah.
heads and like the
yeah.
influencer all being like, if you listen to the next part, he says my heart. And I'm like, I understand there is a world where you are that dumb. However, I'm not.
We are not allowing
I don't.
It. We don't
I'm
subscribe.
Like, he knows what because he did it twice and then said it. And I'm like, because he knows what the fuck he did.
Did you see the eye roll movements of him?
No.
Oh my God. Okay. See, I didn't look it up because I just saw it.
What do you mean? Like a lizard? Like lizard brain? Oh my God. You're saying no. Tin hat back on. Tin hat back on.
Literally. Okay. Watch this man. Wait. Let me see if I can get it.
Weird.
Wait. Okay. Wait. Where is he? We're watching the knock. Yeah. Okay. Wait. Fuck. Wait. Where did it?
I hate that. Okay. So also weird. Like
okay,
there was lots
here we go.
Of. Oh no. Okay.
Wait. Don't just be pictures. Come on.
I hate when a YouTube video is like this, when I'm like, I just want to see a goddamn clip,
it's
and then it's like a bunch of-
become a fucking cesspool. It literally looks like he's on Molly.
Oh, I believe that. I fully believe that he's on, like, didn't Azealia Banks say that? She was like, he's a ketamine addict. I'm like, I fully believe.
At least, like, nitrous
sure.
or something.
He's, like, also because he's just, like, one of those, like, there's a subsect of like tech bro-y that is like that I guess hacking your body
yeah.
where they
biohacking
yeah like so where I would not be surprised if he was like doing some like experimental weird shit.
He probably eats
shit.
McDonald's
yeah.
and then like does breath work and is like balanced.
Right, exactly.
But this clip is so insane. It literally looks like he's rebooting. Like he looks like a machine that's like his eyes are rolling in the back of his head. And I told my sister, I jokingly was like, I'm going to start a new segment on my podcast called like Ask a Former Drug Addict, where we call you and ask you, is it drugs or what drug is it?
Wait, that's a good...
And she was like, those are those triple C's, baby. He yeah. is fucked up. Like,
wow. Yeah.
He looked into... I'll send it to you
no,
later.
No, please do. Honestly, also, side note, that is a yeah. really good... Because, like, remember when those videos of Post Malone was going around
yeah.
and him dancing? It also looks kind of bad, and then he kind of explains it
yeah.
away. And plausible
like
to,
me.
If his explanation felt plausible, because he was like, I'm just lost in the sauce, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I could believe it, but it did...
It was giving.
It was like, all right.
A little bit.
Yeah,
a little methy.
So, not methy, but...
I mean, listen.
But yeah, so this salute.
Yeah.
Clearly a Nazi salute. Like,
clearly.
And to me... We're what, 2 days removed from this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think enough people are talking about like,
no.
And maybe people are trying to figure out exactly what it was. But to me, it is easy enough to be like, if he didn't do it,
mm-hmm.
say that. That he
yeah.
should clearly lolly be like, oh, my
yeah.
bad. I
yeah.
see what that looks like. And he is not
and,
doing that.
And at least here's my stance on anti-Semitism
right? yeah.
or something.
Give me that. And I'm like, you know what? Then maybe I can believe. I still don't believe you. But I'm like, at least you are now trying to cover it up. The fact that he's not doing that
is wild.
So how can anyone defend him? Because he doesn't care.
And my favorite tweet that I saw was like a guy who said, like, if it wasn't a Nazi salute, then do it at work right now. Like,
wow,
tell me how it goes.
right.
And I was like, facts.
Real.
That was very true. Like, if you're not afraid, do it.
Yeah,
say it.
Sure.
Go, I bet you won't.
Right.
Like, see what happens,
yeah,
how people react. And some people were, and I saw like a disability Twitter that was like, this is his autism. And I'm like,
stop.
If it is, let's just give him
sure.
a wild,
sure.
like, if it is, Brother, you are now in government.
Agreed.
You got to get your shit together. In check.
And or someone on your team needs to be like, hey, yeah. Make a fucking statement right now.
Between the jumping
right.
And the eye, like you got to get your bodily movements.
Correct. You're not sitting at Twitter anymore, babes. You no. are in the fucking government, so you need to act you like are, you have some goddamn sense.
We are watching you in 4K.
Right. And then,
you
and
are
also,
memeable
and,
as fuck.
And the fact, that's what I'm saying. So the fact that you were in this position, because it's not even an ableist thing where it's
no.
like, yeah, you can be a person with autism and make mistakes.
Yeah.
It's not that. Like,
yeah.
It's not like I don't get what
you can
that
also
is
be
like.
In position of power.
Right. And I'm saying also you can be a person with autism and be a terrible person.
Yes!
That doesn't protect you from being an asshole or a Nazi. You can be autistic and a Nazi. That exists. And it is Elon Musk. So what are we talking about? I hate that people are using that as a defense. I'm like, those things exist. Stop
oh my
it. Stop
God.
It.
Yeah, because like, people get touchy. They're like, oh well, you know, if it's his disability. And it's like, well,
okay. I'm not disability doesn't make you be racist. Yeah. I'm so sorry, babes. That's just like, what was it, Roseanne being like, it was my Ambien.
Yeah, right, like we were really like, yes, but what is that uncovering?
Right, I'm like, baby, what are you saying?
What is that deep rooted uncovering? No, I love this. Okay, we have another clip. Here we go. Share screen. Bing bonk.
Bing bonk.
Bing bonk. Boop. Hard buttons are
hard.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is entertaining. I do hate. I do not support.
I missed those 5 years or whatever, 4 years where he was just. Gone from my timeline.
Yes. Some of his like nicknames for people kind of funny sometimes.
Yes.
I hate it. I just have to. I'm gonna
his
be
garbledygook talk
stupid.
Is
it's
so
kinda
funny.
Like it is. I wish someone would have had the forethought to write him as a TV president so he could get all of this out on TV. For pure
he should have been an actor.
He should have been a fucking actor.
If he would have been an actor, God. We wouldn't be here.
Veep should have wrote him as the president.
Yeah, I blame Veep.
Honestly, because we're so Veep coded right now. It's kind of scary. I'm like, oh my. That's where the writers are of this current administration.
I mean, he is acting. This whole time he's an actor.
He is acting. Yeah, you're, oh my God.
He's probably a nice old grandpa. Oh. Real liberal man.
Right, you're so right. Melania is even a paid actress. Like
oh
he has a sweet wife at home.
Yes, then honestly, he goes home, he takes it all out. He unzips himself. He's a Russian spy.
Stupid. Okay,
oh my God. Okay, last clip. Here we go.
Yeah.
This one was the one I saw for 2 seconds when I did open my Instagram, and went, nope.
I don't think I've seen this one.
As of today, it will henceforth be the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female.
What?
In this clip, it's where he's saying there in this country there are only two genders, male and female. Fucking dumb. Like again,
first of all, incorrect statement.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Male and female, biological sexes.
Wow,
not genders.
It's not even genders. Wow, you're literally wrong. You're factually wrong.
What a fucking idiot.
That's what I'm saying. And then these are the people making these policies. Because you know what? Someone had to read that speech. Someone had to fact check it and go, well,
off.
I mean, I guess not anymore. There's no more fact checkers.
That shit.
All right. But yeah, someone had to go, right, correct. And I'm like, you're wrong. You're literally wrong. Because I'm saying, you're so stupid.
It was, I thought for sure it was AI the first time I saw
really?
It. I was like, he wouldn't say this in his inauguration speech, but of course
he
would.
Yeah,
and of course he did. And you know, my bitch ass went and looked up and went, can he fucking do that even?
Real.
And here's the thing. In 2022, the Biden administration allowed U.S. citizens to be able to select the gender neutral X as a marker on their passports. Mm. On Tuesday, a page on the Senate Department website that had previously included instructions on updating passport gender markers was no longer accessible, instead redirecting to a general U.S. passports page. So the whole like hoopla is like, first of all, what is this actually going to change? It's going to only change the way that government writes their
documents,
their copy.
So, and then again,
it's not like you're not going to get fined. You're not going to get thrown in jail.
And it's not like your passport's invalid if you have a passport that has X.
Well,
so
that's the conversation
is
people are, they don't know. There's been no clarity on what they're supposed to do.
So then again, like you're saying, why say this in your fucking inauguration speech? Because I'm like, it's just going to raise more. Well, I know why, because you're just talking to, you're not talking to the people who it actually affects. You're talking to people who shouldn't care.
Yeah.
But like, it's silly because I'm like, what does this actually mean?
What does it do?
And what does it do?
How does it affect you?
Where are the eggs, baby? That is, again, I keep coming back. Where are the eggs?
And now bird flu?
That's a bitch.
We think that's a coincidence?
What? Right.
Bird flu and no eggs?
Wow, wow. Oh,
listen.
Curious. Well, and you know what's crazy? Like, I was joking about this earlier where I'm like, because we're in LA about to get rain this weekend. And I was,
allegedly.
Good. And I was like, Elsie, you know what? I tin hat back on.
Yeah,
I'm like,
give it to
that,
me.
That weather machine, the, you know, that they say the government's control. I'm like, maybe they did.
Maybe they did something.
Yeah, I'm like, maybe Trump was like, now that I'm in office, we can send in the rain.
We can send in the rain, baby.
Like, so we can try to claim.
Climate change ain't real.
And that's, it's crazy because, like, that theory came from that side of TikTok where conservatives believed that the government created hurricanes to try to stop Donald Trump from winning North Carolina. That was their belief. And I'm like, it's crazy to me that you are willing to make the leap that the government can control the weather, but the thought of climate change is, I don't know, the science is crazy.
Why is it so hot out?
Well, if it's climate change, well, then why does it get cold in the winter?
It's snowing.
What do you mean?
What's this coming out from? Wow, you're like fake country accent. That was really good.
That's my real voice.
Oh, that's your Missouri.
I am from Missouri.
Okay,
it comes out.
Well, because Florida, it took me a long time. And when I used to get drunk still, when I still drank, it would come out bad. And I'd be like,
Oh, sorry. My mask is slipping.
Not me. Yeah. Oh my God, yours was really good.
Thank you. Yeah, no. It's years of being in it. Like I told you, that frat.
That did a number on you.
I didn't put on that.
Be honest, did you hook up with anyone in your frat?
I did. Oh my God, yeah.
Were they out?
No. Wow. No. So, well, sorry. I hooked up with more than. Not
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah,
to
you
be
do.
Fair.
There
were two. There, I hooked up with more than two fraternity men.
Yeah,
in my fraternity, only two. One was out.
Okay.
He's the one I lost my virginity to, actually.
Oh,
I know.
Sweet.
No,
well, you found each other.
We did. And then, like, he did not talk to me for, like, 5 months. So, like,
it really
fucked me up.
What
like,
the fuck?
Actually, I know. I was like, what the fuck, bro? And like, years later, we ended up talking about it. He was like, I was just young. I was like,
you know what, though? Straight men do that too.
Oh no!
You know what
I learned quite a bit about straight men from that.
I was about to say that's fucked up.
Boys are weird. Boys are weird.
Yeah, boys are just yeah.
But yeah. I mean, lots. But I think that's closeted Missouri.
Yeah.
So you know, I get it. Trauma,
wow.
The church, religion.
God, I feel like there's so much still to unpack with you.
Probably. I don't know.
Yeah, you're such an enigma and so that's funny.
It's one of my friends told me, she was like, I don't think I know anything about you. And I was like, I don't know how to take that. Oh, it was my friend's roommate. She was like, I don't think I know anything about Ryan. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. I'm like, I usually am just very curious in other people. And
yeah,
I ask a lot of
that's
questions.
Very kind of
yeah.
you.
So I'm just like, I think I spend a lot of time being like, oh,
talking about other people. Yeah. Well, like I said, if there's something happening, you have something to say about it. And I love your takes. You have good takes.
I jump in.
Do you know what's funny is I had a whole.
I know. Did we run? Like we're running.
I had a whole nother segment
I'm so
about.
Sorry. Oh, no,
wait. You act like I'm like yelling at you. This was so good because I think you have to come back.
Oh, I'm down.
And come again because I had a whole segment about Luigi Mangione's dick pic that league.
Which would, that's okay. Well, you know, we should have a whole fraternity episode.
We
because
should.
He was a fraternity boy. And like, I'm so honestly that we could, if you want to fold that into there, let me know.
I think we should do like
funny.
A lore of Luigi episode.
And
okay, have you seen it though?
Okay, pull it up because I saw one.
You saw probably the AI. You probably saw this one.
No, but honestly, hot.
People think that's AI.
It does look, yeah, I don't think that's real. I feel like he wouldn't have had his face in it. Most boys are smarter than that.
Well, so the one that I have, which
has
is
his face, shut the fuck up.
It doesn't have his face.
Oh my God.
But that's what I think makes it more real.
Hot. Yeah, right. It's smart. I'm like, especially boys today. Like,
yeah.
I think maybe a couple years ago, but like he's young enough to where he knows not to put his fucking face.
And I will not confirm or deny where this came from. And I will not confirm or deny that I believe in sharing dick pics because without the person's consent, especially when they're in jail. But this is too good to not share. So I'm sorry. I'm going to be bad.
Are you not going to show me?
Okay. No, I'm going to show you.
I believe it in. Good one. Okay.
Right?
It's got a nice girth to it. Like,
it has a fun curve. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's,
I believe
it. It's got a bulb in the middle.
You know what? I love a fucking bulb and a vein. A vein gets me every.
A vein? I get nervous, though, that it like,
it'll
if
burst?
Something happens. Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
I
don't know.
This is going to be funny. You actually, what do you think? Your grip is that tight?
Look, my teeth. Or my boyfriend's butthole just clenched. No, I'm kidding.
Sorry,
I'm just like afraid when they look frail. Like the skin looks so thin.
I get it.
I'm so afraid.
Because you're right. The vein is like, it looks like it is literally like
outside
bursting
of
out.
Your
no,
body.
You're not wrong. It looks aggressive. There's just something about it that makes me go, I got you hot.
It's
pulsing.
It's giving health.
It is.
It's giving
vitality,
life. You've got life in that
ball. There's probably some like monkey braid in me that's like, even though I can't get pregnant, that's like, oh,
you're like,
this is,
put a baby in me, daddy.
Every time. Mm-hmm. I consistently put a baby in me, daddy, and they never do.
Time will tell.
That's
you
fair.
Know?
The weekend is, we'll see.
Well, not under Trump's presidency, but maybe like the next one.
Maybe the next one.
Crossing my fingers.
Although this one would be dual citizen. See, he would, oh my God, I would love to have a baby with a cute little English accent. Although he might sound like a little dick. Can you imagine? Just like a little,
Oh, puppy.
Okay,
Dada.
That was not what.
Yeah. Oh, pop.
Pop.
Father.
A piece of beans and toast.
Spotty dad.
Wait, okay, kind of cute. Kind of need it now. Yeah.
Wow,
okay.
Do you want kids?
I go back and forth. I think individually, when I think of having them, it sounds like a no. I think my partner will want them. Yeah. And because of that, I will go along.
I want to do the community raise thing where love it's like that. Six of us.
Yeah,
if you want to jump in that pool.
Okay.
You know, submit your resume.
Would you be the one? Do you want to actually like put, not just, wait, pause. It just hit me. Submit your resume. Hello. I thought this was a welcome.
What do you bring to the apocalyptic?
Okay. If we, there's a whole
you're invited.
Thing. The thing with the apocalypse, whenever there's like a thought of like, oh, zombie, blah, 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 I want to go.
I'm
Make
ready.
Me a zombie. No, I want to be
you
a zombie
die?
Immediately.
Yeah.
If I can go to the sink and turn on water, I'm out.
Oh, okay. Maybe you're not.
You don't want me
crew.
For the I thought we were just having the baby in general.
No. Yeah, I'm just assuming the apocalypse is coming based on what we've talked here
and
today.
Honestly, I think that's why I don't want kids. I have hope that there's enough beauty in the world, enough people who care to fix things. I am hopeful. However, when Trump won this time, I think I immediately was like, oh, it's a wrap. My thought went, the planet, done.
I think you need to get a international bae. That's what I did, and it changed. Wow. My plan B now is slowly becoming my plan A.
Just go to Canada.
Literally, honestly, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm with that.
British bae.
Kind of would love a lot.
I support this.
I think my person is European. I really do.
I could see it in a heartbeat. Like a really stylish, kind of cunty, like sharp jawline.
You know what's kind of crazy? My type is I don't want someone else to style me. I know, kind of crazy.
Real.
I need you to be well-dressed.
Not the shine.
I could see someone
like dressing you.
Yeah.
Looks amazing on you.
Like, you know how like the stylists always have like a, they feel muted often?
Yes.
It's someone who has it, but
they're
like, oh, I don't wear it.
They just have the glasses.
Yes. It's always it. They have a
We're
very
manifesting
like,
this.
Well, I agree. And that's what this Bridgman did. He also worked for, it's like Selfridge. It's like it's not Harrods. It's like, it's a Harrods competitor.
Oh,
yeah, he's like the creative at. I know.
I'm gonna need to see a photo after that.
He also is like one of those boys on Instagram that he's like, I'll see if I can pull up like his.
Yeah,
I'll pull up. We can do this off camera.
Okay, fine. If you can believe it, we've fucking done it.
We did.
You did it. You made this so easy and fun for the first time. I'm like sweating because I laughed so hard.
Oh, no, it was good.
It's
good.
So funny.
We got lots of chat out. We went so many races. We went so many races.
We were multicultural. Okay, this is an interracial pod.
I love it.
Technically, here we are, 2025, baby. Ryan, where do you want to be found? What do you have coming up? Tell us.
Yes. So you can find me on all socials at Good Guy Rai, and that's GUD.
Yes. Good guy.
Yes. Not good. Yeah. And then I actually just became the co-host of Black People of Paramore. Yeah. So it's a podcast that we talk about like lesser known like black popular things to make people feel seen. And so Sequoia's been doing it for a couple years. She just added
She's
me
She's been
co-host.
On the podcast.
Oh, duh,
before.
Of course.
We
duh.
Love
you know, Sequoia,
we
friend
love
of the pod.
Black people love pod.
Yeah, so it's fun.
Oh, yay. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much.
If you are still listening this far, why haven't you rated us?
Wow, yeah.
We are, I think we're worthy of 5 stars.
I think if you can do 6.
If you could see this outfit,
stop.
5 stars. If it's anything less than 5 stars, please don't rate it at all because I am sensitive. And we will see you next week. Bye. Bye.
I know, I was like.
Zaxby's just out Philly the Philly. Again, the Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sautéed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.